This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot of work to get to. Apparently, there's a woman who was sucking air out of a balloon. You know how you do that? Right? You know, to change your voice with helium or to, unfortunately, some people want to get high from nitrous oxide. Unfortunately, she says that that has now left her paralyzed. We'll talk about balloon air sucking and how that's a bad idea. And bad news for you guys, we are being told that there is no safe level of alcohol consumption. According to this pretty comprehensive study, we really, as doctors, can't tell you, oh yeah, this amount of alcohol is good for you. We have an inmate who apparently was blinded in prison, went blind in prison because he was getting negligent medical care. He sued, got a lot of money. And what's happening in our prison system? There's a gentleman who is suing his doctors because they were told he was told he had terminal cancer. And a specialist was like, no, it's a treatable disease. It's not cancer. We're going to talk about that. Speaking of cancer, Senator John McCain, who has been battling brain cancer, is discontinuing his cancer treatment. We also have the latest on what's going on with this hurricane in Hawaii, the latest with Ebola. We have a kissing disease, the kissing bug we need to talk about. And we got a little toe-biting bug in California. So we got so much to talk about. I just hope we get to it all. I better make sure I keep my minutia at bay. I really do bring up a lot of minutia. I'm sorry. It's because it's interesting. You know, it just is. So, yeah. I mean, it's interesting to me. But I'll try and get to mostly the news today. But, of course, we'll take your calls, your questions, your comments, and anything you want to say, as long as it's, you know, complimentary, at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Senator John McCain, as you all know, has been battling a very aggressive glioblastoma. Glioblastoma is one of the most aggressive brain tumors we have. And he's been undergoing treatment since last summer. And we are being told today that the 81-year-old senator, who I believe is still an active senator, has left Washington to be with his family. He's going to discontinue treatment and may still voice political concerns. You know, I mean, you know, he's a fighter. But his family said in a statement that last year, Senator John McCain shared with Americans the news our family already knew. He had been diagnosed with an aggressive glioblastoma and the prognosis was serious. In the years since, he has surpassed expectations for his survival, but the progress of the disease and the inexorable advance of age rendered their verdict. With his usual strength of will, he has chosen to discontinue medical treatment. Megan McCain, who I've met multiple times, she's really bright and very entertaining radio host. You need to listen to her. She is John McCain's daughter. She said her family is deeply appreciative of all the love and generosity that they have received over the past year. The wife, Cindy McCain, said, I love my husband with all my heart. God bless everyone who was cared for my husband along the journey. And you know what? I want to say a lot of us disagree with him politically and, you know, that thumbs down when, you know, we could have, you know, done something with Obamacare and tried to, you know, start making progress on, you know, repairing our healthcare system. Yes, I think a lot of us have disagreed with, you know, whether you're on the right or left, with him. However, you know, he's a veteran, ex-POW. He served this country in multiple, you know, facets. And I hope during his remaining time on this earth, people can kind of put politics aside, okay, and quit being mean And, see him for the remarkable person that he was. You know, there's a lot of people in our country that, you know, don't do jack diddly squat. And I know some of us that are very politically polarized would rather somebody just sit on their thumb in their house than be active. But, you know, there has to be something said for people out there that have passion for this country. You know, I may disagree with a lot of the liberal movements out there, but when I see people really passionate about something, I'm not talking about the ones that just want to, you know, do mayhem and tear up the streets or occupy and poop up parks. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that are like, look, you know, I really, you know, feel strongly about this building or this statute or this law. And I don't care whether you're on the left or on the right. I would rather you care than not care, you know? And so, hopefully this goes as smoothly as it can for him. And we don't talk a lot about when patients should stop fighting. I mean, for me, and maybe it's because I'm younger, I'm going to, like, fight tooth and nail to the end. But it takes a lot of unselfishness and a lot of strength to say, look, I'm not going to waste my doctor's time. I'm not going to waste public funds. I'm not going to waste, I'm not going to give my family false hope, you know, fighting something when, you know, nature is trying to bring me back to it. And that's a pretty gutsy thing to do. And doctors have a tough time talking to patients about that because doctors don't want to be sued for talking anybody out of treatment. And we have to be really, really careful about that. And so many of us will say, if you want to fight, we'll fight. That was my attitude. I'm not going to tell you to stop fighting. I'll be honest about your prognosis. But if you want to fight, I'll be here to support you for the fight. That's how a lot of us doctors do it. But and so then it's up to the patient and the family to say, you know what, we're going to stop. And, you know, we're going to, meet our maker, you know, on our own terms. And it's pretty gutsy, you know, when somebody does that. And so, you know, for those of you that, you know, are contemplating what to do with a family member and, you know, you want a very, kind of a direct, and frank discussion with your medical provider, you're going to have to ask them for that. And you're going to have to sit down and say, you know, look, I want to spend the rest of, you know, the remaining months, you know, with them not throwing up or in pain. And if, you know, they could do it, you know, through hospice, that may be better for them in the long run. 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. All right. So, Hurricane Lane is lurching north. And from what we're being told by ABC News, it is a Category 2 storm that has already dumped more than 31 inches of rain on Hawaii's Big Island. This is bringing catastrophic flooding. Remember, their Big Island has been dealing with the volcano up until now. With flooding also come landslides and mudslides. They say rainfall rates in the outer bands of the hurricane may reach 1 to 3 inches per hour. And flash flood watches are remaining in effect through late Friday. They say Lane has been moving really slowly, and they expect it to remain a hurricane for the next 12 to 24 hours. Increasing wind shear, it could weaken the storm more quickly over the next 2 to 3 days. And they think that it will finally pull away from Hawaii by late Saturday. Already Hawaiian residents have been flocking to stores, stocking up on food, water, gas. Currently, there are 300,000 tourists in the state, according to Senator Mazie Hirono. So for those people that took a trip, not the best timing. Apparently, public schools had to shut her down. Evacuation centers had to open. 1,500 people have sought shelter. More are expected to do so. I guess water, meals, generators are being delivered to the islands. Businesses and homes are being boarded up. President Donald Trump said he authorized an emergency disaster declaration to provide support for Hawaii. Our teams, they say, are closely coordinating with the state and local authorities. And he tweeted, you are in our thoughts. Hurricanes, it's very interesting. Hurricanes don't really hit Hawaii as often as you think. They say it's an area of high pressure that sits to the northeast of the islands, and it typically kind of steers these hurricanes away. They say the high pressure is the strongest from May through October, which is also prime hurricane season. And the Hawaiian Islands, the water is a lot cooler. You know, it's interesting. My mother-in-law used to say that if you could take the Hawaiian Islands and put it in the Caribbean, that would be perfect. Because the Hawaiian Islands are some of the most exquisite islands out there. But the water is very cold. And, you know, for some, you can't use it as much as you could use the Caribbean water. The Caribbean water, you don't even have to use a wetsuit. I mean, it's so, or a dry suit. It's pretty warm water. The Caribbean islands are gorgeous, but, you know, again, it's Hawaii is Hawaii. And so the Hawaiian islands, the water does get pretty cold. And so in order for these hurricanes to do what they need to do, they need water temperatures to exceed 80 degrees. That's why in the Caribbean it's so easy for hurricanes to form. We don't, with Hawaii as high a latitude that they have, see them that much. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this, but the last hurricane to make landfall in Hawaii was Iniki. Iniki was back in 1992. Lane would be the third hurricane on record ever. Category 1, Hurricane Dot, hit back in 1959. And then catastrophic Category 4, Iniki, came ashore in 1992, both made landfall on the island of Kauai. Category 1, Hurricane Iwa, also had a major impact on Kauai back in 1982, but the eye did not hit the island. And so they didn't really officially count it as making landfall there. So, yeah, you know, hurricanes may, you know, swing by, and they may, you know, shave the island a little bit. But, you know, in terms of direct hits, not good. And, unfortunately, many of the, you know, homes and huts and, you know, makeshift areas on the beach that a lot of people enjoy and use, are not strong enough, for a hurricane. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ebola spreading to the Democratic Republic of Congo conflict zone. And this is a scenario that health officials have been dreading. So a week after the World Health Organization said we're clear of the latest Ebola epidemic, this new one popped up, which is why I would just say, guys, don't jinx anything. Just do not say an epidemic is done, all right, or a little outbreak is done. Don't say that because something always, you know, pops up. And I understand you want tourists and, you know, trade and industry to calm down and relax. But, you know, a lot of times we speak too soon. Well, they say the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo has spread to a city surrounded by rebels, they said, creating challenges that responders are dreading. They said one probable case and one suspected case have emerged in the city of Oicha in DRC's North Kivu province. And Oicha itself is not under rebel control. Peter Salama, who is World Health Organization's emergency response chief, said the city is entirely surrounded by territory held by a feared Ugandan insurgent group known as the Allied Democratic Forces. So they say for the first time we have a confirmed case in an area with high insecurity. This is a problem we were anticipating and a problem at the same time we were dreading. Okay, in order for us to stop Ebola from local, regional, and then global spread, you need to get in there, you need to be able to take control, and you need to nip it in the bud. Well, if you can't get in there because it's an area controlled by insurgents or a group that could possibly do harm to you and aid workers, you hesitate. And a day, 2 days, 3 days, maybe weeks or months could go by, and Ebola can spread like wildfire. They say large numbers of civilians have been killed by unrest around Oicha. Aid workers, priests, government employers are currently being held hostage there by insurgents. So how do we get in there to start to contain the outbreak? And if the insurgents are already killing civilians, and you say, guys, Ebola could be in there killing some of the civilians. I mean, are they really going to be that open to letting people come in? See, I love negotiating. I mean, I would love to say, look, guys, look, I don't want you guys getting the Ebola. So can you let us get in there and do our stuff or get the Ebola people out? But you aren't really supposed to call them Ebola people, patients that are being afflicted with alleged Ebola. That's suspected Ebola. Anyway, so this Ebola outbreak is the 10th to hit the DRC since 1976. This, Ebola's been around since the 70s. It's just one of the biggest outbreaks happened back in 2014 in the 2014 to 2016 epidemic. So this latest one began on August 1. So we're about 24 days into it, and it's already killed 63 people out of 103 confirmed or possible cases. And Salama warned health workers were expecting at least one additional wave of cases. So now these Oicha cases have made containing the virus more difficult. So how do they operate in complex environments? And UN teams are only allowed to travel to Oicha with armed escorts. So if the number of patients or contacts of patients in the city surges, the logistical hurdles, not only the costs, will mount, according to CBS News. And so the World Health Organization has been criticized on its handling of the 2013-2016 West Africa Ebola epidemic. And we just talked about that. That killed about 11,300 people. So World Health Organization has pledged to revamp its response systems. What went wrong back then? Well, I think a lot of things. I think we were in the throes of a politically correct movement. And so when people, suggested, well, let's quarantine, let's not let people come to the United States. If they traveled there, let's try and examine them. Let's try, I think people were kitten gloving because they didn't want to, they didn't want to trample on anyone's rights. They didn't want to, be politically incorrect. Remember there was that nurse that was ticked. She ended up being right. But she was furious that our government quarantined her because she could have been at risk of having Ebola and spreading it. And she threw the biggest fit. And I don't blame her. I wouldn't want to be quarantined if I didn't have to. But sometimes to limit an epidemic, we sometimes have to, do some things that aren't very popular. And after we had that one gentleman that came to New York, I think was on the subway, went bowling, et cetera, hung out. That scared a lot of people, if they're coming in, if people are coming back to our country and could have Ebola, can we stop it at the border and quarantine them until we know they're safe? The problem is you have to quarantine somebody with suspected Ebola for 21 to 42 days. That's not fun. So, the other issue I had was, people through the TSA were asking if anybody had a fever. And if anybody who had a fever, they would be testing people for fever. You could take a crap load of Tylenol and pass, if you wanted to get home. So, we need to have a little tighter system. This makes it difficult. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some elections officials in Georgia scrapping a widely condemned proposal. It would have eliminated most of the polling places in a majority black county in Georgia. The elections board, though, saying it's voted against the plan to close 7 of 9 voting locations in that rural county. Officials say an independent consultant had earlier recommended the consolidation as a way to save money, and that the consultant has since been fired. There's some disappointing news coming in about the health of an American patriot.
The bell tolls for us, my friends. Humanity counts on us, and we ought to take measured pride in that.
The voice of Republican Senator John McCain reading from his recently published memoir. This morning, McCain has announced that the cancer in his brain is continuing to make progress, and he's chosen to stop pursuing medical treatment. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I want to talk about this one. There's a Missouri man, Missouri, however you want me to pronounce it, who was allegedly told he had terminal cancer and is now suing his three doctors after a specialist determined that no, he wasn't. He was suffering from a treatable inflammatory disease. Pascal Michael Fatino, 52 years old, started making funeral arrangements and checking on his life insurance policy, according to Fox News, after the doctors at Pro Partners Healthcare in Leawood, Kansas, allegedly told him that he had terminal cancer of the lungs and liver. That's according to Kansas City Star. Fatino, who first sought help back in January 2017, wore flu-like symptoms, went home, and broke the news to his wife. Now, according to the lawsuit, days later, a third doctor at ProPartners confirmed the diagnosis. and then advised the patient to tell his two children, who were 12 and 13 at the time. So Fatino claims his son went directly upstairs to his room. His daughter dropped to the floor. I had to hold her up and tell her everything's going to be okay. That was probably the hardest part of this whole thing, he said. Would your family be that distraught if you ever told the news to them? Probably for you guys. For me, I don't know if my family would be that distraught. I think if I told, you know, my family I was leaving, you know, this world, they'd probably be like, oh, no. And then, you know, they'd be like, well, you know, you know, can I get this? Can I get this? You know, who's going to clean my underwear? I just don't see it being that dramatic, you know, and lovey-dovey a scene. I just don't see that. Do you guys ever do that? I mean, I know it's not something that we want to talk about because, I don't know, I just think it kind of, God forbid, you know, I don't know, jinxes us. I don't like to, you know, think about what would ever happen if that happened to me. But I wonder what you do. You know, like, you know, get dumped by somebody and you're like, okay, yeah, but I bet they really love me. And man, if I ever left, I wonder what would happen at my funeral. You know, you do think that. And I guess what worries me is I don't think a lot of people would be at my funeral really, you know, crying. I think that'd be like, gosh, you know, she was annoying. Yeah, she was. Yeah, boy, she was just really annoying. I don't know. I worry. So, you know, luckily this gentleman has a family that's really, really supportive of him. So anyway, several days later, the patient claims he went to an appointment at the University of Kansas Cancer Center to hear the results of a biopsy. Now, the doctors there then said, okay, well, you know, there was an error. And he saved an alleged voicemail from Dr. Charles Sony Holbrook apologizing for the error. He said, man, I'm looking at this report from KU and I'm just so relieved. He said in the recording, I apologize that we probably scared the heck out of you. I just feared that's what it was. So Fatino's lawsuit claims the doctors caused him and his family unnecessary pain and suffering. Okay, so we need to talk about this. And maybe some of the things I talk about is not going to be the most popular for y'all, but we some things have to be said. On one end, this is a cluster. You don't tell a patient he's dying. Get him all scared. He could have started, you know, loading the gun. I when people are told that they only have X amount of time to live and they don't want to go through the whole chemotherapy and the fight and worrying the family, you know, they can end it. Doctors have to be very, very careful about bringing that up. Okay? Even though you would want to know as a patient, you'd like to know, you know, I you don't want it to be a surprise. You want to plan ahead. But, when we tell you, when we, you know, convey that information to you, we want to be right. On the other end, the doctor did apologize. As soon as he looked at the report, it looks like he's looking at the report right then and there, he contacts him, doesn't say, okay, you know, doesn't leave a message, or doesn't say, okay, well, call me back, I'm leaving a message. I mean, he wanted to inform him right away a mistake was made. And that's what we want doctors to do. We want to encourage them to, you know, come forth and say, look, okay, we made a mistake. And we want to tell you right away. This lawsuit could be kind of a big deal. And are we going to scare medical providers from even telling you in the first place that you could be terminal? Personally, I would rather go with the first. Just be right, okay? I mean, don't tell anybody they have cancer unless you know for sure. But here's the thing. Three doctors told him he had cancer? What the heck happened? They're obviously not idiots. I mean, you can have an idiot, but to have three idiots? No, no, no. Something else happened. Either it was a... Well, where I've seen this happen before is you feel really awful. You have swollen lymph glands. You do a PET scan. And the PET scan comes back probable cancer. They said metastatic disease, probably likely. And the PET scan lights up like a Christmas tree. However, I just saw, and this happened about a month ago, a family friend who the PET scan read it appears to be metastatic cancer. So I told the wife, okay, he needs a biopsy because we need to find out what type of cancer. Just because a cancer is metastatic doesn't mean it's necessarily terminal. And that PET scan looked bad. It looked bad. But then the biopsy came back, and the biopsy came back where it wasn't cancer. It was an inflammatory condition. So, I mean, we do have a process, and, you know, we are, as a doctor, I'm not allowed to withhold things from you. So if a PET scan report says, look, this lit up in a pattern that is very suspicious of cancer, do you want me to not tell you? I'm going to have to tell you. I'm not going to say it's definite, but I'm going to say this is suggesting you may have it. We now need to confirm. So we're going to do a biopsy. So it's interesting to see what verbiage was used. But this isn't the first time I heard that somebody was told they had cancer when they didn't. And I told you guys about this case. This was something that I felt bad about, and then it ended up that I did a good thing. But there was a gentleman, name was, I shouldn't really say his name, even if it's just one name, but this was before HIPAA, who had been a smoker and had a cough, and so I did an x-ray in my office. And there was this big, huge mass in his lungs. But I just got this feeling that it wasn't cancer. It looked ugly. It just kind of was round. It didn't have that chaotic look that cancer does, but it was big. So I brought him over to the x-ray and I said, look, I want you to see what I'm seeing. I see this in your lung. That's probably why you're coughing. This could be cancer, but it may not be. It could be a fungal ball. Let me get you with the specialist right away. We got to get this biopsied. So he's like, look, doc, let me just load the gun. Tell me straight. And I go, no, because I can't say 100% sure this is cancer. Let's get a biopsy. Don't be killing yourself. Come on. Don't be stupid. So he goes to the cardiovascular surgeon, and the surgeon calls me up furious, saying, the patient won't let me biopsy him because you told him it was a fungal ball. I said, no, I gave him a differential. I said, it's a mass. It's got to be biopsied, but it may not be cancer. It could be a fungal ball. So he goes, you tell the patient to get a biopsy. So the patient gets on the phone. I go, look, but get the biopsy. We got to make sure. So he goes, fine, I'll do what you say, doc. He gets the biopsy. He actually has that whole lobe of the lung removed, and it ends up, right, not being cancer, was a fungal ball. And I felt guilty that I didn't tell him straight, but I'm not going to tell him straight if I don't know. I'm not going to tell a person he has cancer, so thank God he's fine. He did really well. That whole big fungal ball that invaded his lung lobe, gone, and breathing fine. He did well, but it wasn't cancer. But that was tricky because even the specialist said it was cancer. And it wasn't. I was right. See? 1-877, Dr. Sally.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Robin Leach has left us. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous host dies at age 76. He was the debonair host that would always cheer us with champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Unfortunately, he has passed away at the age of 76. John Katsalomitz, writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, where Leach had been working as a columnist before his death, said on Twitter, that he had suffered a stroke and had been hospitalized since November. He was actually born in London, and he had the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous TV show running from 1984 to 1995. And so, unfortunately, you know, he left us. Apparently, his he began his career in newspapers. He wrote for the Daily Mail, People Magazine, New York Daily News. He moved to the U.S. in the early 1960s, becoming editor of media, Rupert Murdoch's tabloid Star magazine. Then he helped launch Entertainment Tonight through Paramount Television. And then he co-created and hosted Lifestyles. Apparently, he said in a 2016 interview with the Hollywood Reporter, that he joined the Review Journal. It's been a good life. It's always been a good life. I have been rewarded very nicely. So he's left us at the age of 76. It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Those of us who are Cowboy fans, Dallas Cowboys offensive lineman Travis Frederick announced that he has been diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. And we are not sure when he will return back to the team. Frederick is only 27 years old. He has received two treatments, probably IVIG, my guess, for the rare neurological disorder. Guillain-Barré occurs when your body starts to attack nerves around the brain and spinal cord. So he now has to undergo these treatments over the next few days. Now, he says, I'm very optimistic about my condition in the immediate future, as I've been told that the illness was detected at a fairly early stage. My doctors have told me that it is not possible to determine a timetable for a return to the field right now, but I am hopeful that I will be able to play as soon as possible. Now, what's very interesting is most people will recover from Guillain-Barré. I had a friend that got Guillain-Barré after his flu shot. I'm pro-flu shots, but this happened when we were in training, and or it was right before training. And apparently he had gotten a flu shot, and it his body unfortunately underwent a immune response where it started to attack itself. He is left with some neurological deficits, but he's alive and well, and you know, had kids and family and working, and is able to still be the most amazing self that he is. So, Frederick did see a specialist in California during the team's training camp, because he thought he was experiencing something similar to stingers in his neck and shoulders. He told reporters when he returned to camp that he was okay. And I guess then they diagnosed him eventually with Guillain-Barré. Apparently he was drafted by Dallas in 2013 and has played in all 80 games. He was named to the NFL First Team All-Pro in 2016 and selected for the Pro Bowl. Four times. So, Travis Frederick, hope you could get through this. That's toughy. We're not sure why people get Guillain-Barré, but it is fightable as long as we catch it early. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, a former inmate claims that he went blind after receiving negligent care in a North Carolina prison. Now, he has settled his lawsuit for $2.6 million plus $300,000 towards a home. Vinara Nahar, 29 years old, had close to perfect vision when he was sentenced to federal prison. Apparently he was sentenced because back in 2011, he was selling two stolen weapons to an undercover officer. That's according to Raleigh's News and Observer Reporter. When he left prison in 2013, he was legally blind and unable to see anything more than a foot in front of his face. Nahar claimed he told medical staff of his worsening vision, but was ignored. So what the hell eye condition is this? Well, it's called Vogt-Koyanagi-Harada syndrome. And it is more common, they say, in Asians, and it could cause eye inflammation and lead to glaucoma. Now, glaucoma can damage the optic nerves when you get high pressure buildup in the eyes. If we catch it early, we could treat it and prevent blindness. So his lawsuit claims that by the time he saw a surgeon, his eyesight had deteriorated so badly that they had to schedule next day's surgery. The surgery did not stop the vision loss, and he never received the follow-up surgery that was recommended. The doctor cited that he could have had good eyesight for life if he had the proper care. So now he's going to get monthly payments of $5,200 from $1.5 million of the settlement, while the remaining $800,000 will pay outstanding medical and attorney fees, court costs, according to the paper. So his attorney is ecstatic. and his family is going to live with him and help his needs. So, whoa. All right. This is one thing that scares the hell out of us when it comes to jails and, you know, what we see on TV. And, you know, we fear that no one's going to believe us when no one's going to believe us if we tell them something's wrong. And so I always worry that if I'm in jail and, you know, I think I'm getting an appendicitis, or I'll be like, oh, I hurt, are they going to let me go to the doctor? Are they going to just tell me to shut up and keep me locked in my cell? You know, some people fear jail because they fear they're going to drop the soap. Some people fear jail because they think they're going to be attacked. I fear jail because I think if I'm going to have a medical issue, I won't be able to, you know, get the medical care I need. I mean, you know, we take for granted the freedoms that we have. And so when he said he couldn't see, he was supposed to see a prison physician, then be sent to a specialist. This costs money. And my guess is prisons see their share of people lying to get out of the cell or to go to the doctor. The doctor's nice. They don't get yelled at. They don't have to deal with their cellmate. So it's a little bit of an escape. So my guess is these jails have a hell of a time trying to figure out who's lying and who's not. Wasn't there a case where somebody lost his penis, his genitalia, because he had cancer? And nobody believed him, and nobody would allow him to go to the doctor. Now, trying to save money, look at this. Now there's a $2.5 million settlement plus $300,000 for a house. That doesn't save the system money. So then the next question is, all right, well then, you know, why don't we have specialists for the jails? Well, how many people go into medicine, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to get their care, to get their training, go through years and years of residency to become a physician or a specialist for a jail? The majority of the people, they don't. When you go through all that training, you may start out going, you know what, I just want to, you know, I'll go wherever the government wants me, I'll do whatever is needed. But the majority of the people, once they go through all that, they're like, you know what? I got to pay off my loans. I need a little bit of break from call. I think I'm going to open up my own shop and have a little bit of control. And that's the other thing, too. When you go through medical training, you don't have any control. You are under the orders of always somebody above you. And then you finally graduate, and you're like, no, I'm going to, you know, I don't want to be an employee anymore. Or if so, I want to be able to decide my day. Well, so you don't really have a lot of volunteers working for the prison system. And then to transport somebody to an outside specialist costs money. So, it's tricky. And, you know, there's this whole field of prison medicine. There is. It's a fascinating one. And there is an intricate process when it comes to the medical of inmates. Just like on a cruise ship. There's a doctor on a cruise ship. It's pretty cool. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 27/7, Doc Sully.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.